You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you. If you can see me, if you can hear me, go ahead and type in the comments. This is quite a day. I am absolutely thrilled. Here's what I decided. I decided that I would be the MC of my own party, and instead I would feature guests of honor. And so you're going to meet some authors who are doing multiple streams of income in just a few minutes. I would love for you to go ahead and type in where you're from, share this. We have prizes, we have fun, I'll start us off by saying we have my funny little t-shirt, Think Outside the Book. Oh man, we got something that we're gonna do about that here in just a moment. But listen, it's great to be with you, everybody. We have, I think, 10 guests coming on in just a few minutes at about 1:50. But I'm gonna just walk you all through the 10th book that I've written. And this is the only book I've ever written for just authors. So if you are an author or if you are an aspiring author, I just mean that that's a pre-author. I don't believe in aspiring. I think you're either an author or you're a pre-author. Okay, so if that's you, we're gonna talk a little bit about that book. Nikki's here. Danielle's here. Lee's here. Happy birthday, Lee, yesterday. Ricky, we have so many cool people here. Let's get right into the content. Here's what we're going to do, folks. We have a PowerPoint that we're going to be showing today, or Google Slides, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to share that with you right now. So let's bring that amazing thing up. Mike was going to join us, but Mike's a little under the weather. And I said, dude, I got it. No worries. So, yep, you can see that. Perfect. I'm going to blow this thing up and let's make it happen here. So, folks, basically, welcome to the party. It's 1:30 p.m. Eastern. It's September 30th, and we have digital swag bag. So, listen, if you did not register, you still have time to go register. Drop in the link, carryoverbrunner.com/18book. Lots of people are here today. Thank you so much for being here. And here's what the digital swag bag is. No purchase necessary. So we are going to gift you some incredible gifts. In fact, 4 gifts just for being here today. But you need to register. So go to carryoverbrunner.com/18book. And you are going to get your own 18 streams checklist. Let me tell you, folks, this is fantastic. I'll tell you why. You literally can print out the 18 streams of income. They have boxes. And if you are a box checker, go ahead and type in box checker in the comments, okay? We're going to give away some prizes here today, gift cards and books and mini courses and all kinds of things. So it's great to have you here. Then secondly, you're going to get the Firestarter Formula. This is awesome. It's an ebook that talks about how to create your spark, your flame, and your blaze. And so that is going to be a fantastic ebook for you. We got box checkers in the house. Yes. All right. And number 3, 36 business tools I couldn't live without. These are online business tools that I'm just going to open up the tool chest and say, here you go. Here's what I use. And some of them have free links and some of them have trials and you can see what works, what doesn't work. And then we're going to give away an author coupon, $100 value for everybody, especially for those who haven't signed up yet for the Igniting Souls Conference. So that's some of the gifts that are coming your way. We are talking today about the 18 streams of income, and you are going to meet people that are doing this. So what I love about this is it's not theory. This isn't like, hey, here's Carrie's book, and I wonder if it works. You're actually going to be meeting people who are doing 1, 2, 5, 7, 10, maybe someone's even doing 18 streams of income. Now, why do I like this topic? I'll tell you why. The quick backstory, super quick. I am going to share with you that I was a pastor for many, many years, and I knew God put in my heart to write books. And I knew that I would write books and then I would go run back and be a pastor. And then I would go speak at a conference and then I would run back and try to be a pastor and be a dad and be a husband. And you can imagine all the balls in the air, right? How many of you have a lot of these things? You know what I'm talking about? And I said, I thought one day, wow, if I'm making this much impact with this much time, what if I could go pro and do this full time? How many souls could I ignite? And so what I began to say is, how can I do this? Because I'll tell you what, I'm not against anyone saying they're going to sell millions and millions of books. I'm just saying that's pretty tough. One thing that you can do is to, Daphne V, think outside the book, okay? And by the way, there's some crazy t-shirt challenge that was just made. And so hang around with us and you're going to learn about that. But I started to think outside the book and I started to say, what if this book could become a conference and a course and a certification? Of course, I had amazing people help me along the way. This wasn't just me. But I'll tell you what, it started to grow this idea that your book is supposed to be a movement, not just a message. So if you're taking notes, write that down. Think outside the book, and you are called to have your book become a movement that's bigger than you. In fact, you'll see what our ISC 22 theme is here. Just a little hint there. But let's go back, and I'm going to share with you a couple quick slides. And again, I have some amazing guests, and this is just going to be a very cool time today. And I am so honored that you are here, and we're going to make sure that you walk away with some prizes and some gifts, and that digital swag bag is for everybody. You're going to get that email tonight at around 7 p.m. So around 7 p.m. Eastern, you'll get a digital swag bag. But here's a manifesto I just wrote, okay? And if you like this, I wrote it in a way that you can actually post it, not with my book, but with your book. I want you to get promotion. I want you to get advertisement. But let me just read this to you, okay? It says, my book is not a business card manifesto. And I wrote this book out of people saying their book was just a business card. And I just cringe. I've cringed for years. And finally, the leadership team, they said, Carrie, get your butt moving on a book around this topic. And I said, finally, on July 4th weekend, I said, okay, I'm in. But here's what it says. Some people say a book is just a business card. This couldn't be further from the truth. How do they differ, you may ask? Here's just a start. Business cards cost money. Books create value. Business cards are an expense. Books are an asset. Business cards get thrown away. Books last forever. Business cards decrease space in your pockets. Books increase influence, impact, and income. Business cards change landfills. Books change lives. I am an author. My words create worlds. And I think I got that from Travis White out of Texas. So Daphne V, I'm dependent on her for Think Outside the Book. Travis came up with my words create world. I got to give credit where credit is due. But here's where you'll find the manifesto. Everything that I'm about to show you is for your benefit. This is for you to tell the world, hey, my book is not a business card. Hey, I have other products and services. So I'm literally trying to set you up with this book for your success. Even if this book doesn't sell a ton, if it helps authors think beyond their book, that's a win. So you'll see a manifesto where you can actually download this PDF. You can put in your name, your date, and then you get to put all your books. And then you screenshot this, use the hashtag. And what happens is you'll start seeing this growing movement of authors who are saying, you know what, I'm not going to just take it anymore. I'm not going to just pretend that my book is just a business card. In fact, some of you have already seen these. You can take all these badges. These badges are for you. These are the box checker badges. But when you start checking off the boxes, go ahead and post that. My 5 income streams, 10 income streams, 15. We have Faye Bryant, who's a fiction author, who did 10 streams of income off of a fiction book. So let me take you to one other page, and then we're going to meet some special guests here in just a moment. And I am just absolutely thrilled to be here today with you all. The book is on Amazon. So let me just take you there really quick. And you do not need to purchase the book to get your digital swag bag. We want to give everybody just some love, just because. But what I am going to ask you to do is share this right now. Tag someone, especially the 10 people that we're about to interview. Why? Because imagine if all of you, all 50 of you right here now, start tagging people, start sharing this. Lots of people, lots of authors are going to see this. They're going to be encouraged. They're going to be able to turn their message into a movement. And so after you tag somebody, go ahead and tell me that you tagged them, because I want to honor you. I want to say your name. And Felicia just bought the book. That is so cool. So let me take you quickly to Amazon and just show you a couple things about this book. This book is different than any other book I've ever written. There are tons of QR codes. So you can see that we just launched, and already 18 of you, thank you very much, have filled out a review. The book is on Kindle, audio, hardcover, and paperback. And the book is already doing fantastic. I'll tell you what, this, by the way, is something called A-plus marketing. This is free if you know how to do it. I just did a training on it the other day. But if you need this training on it, I don't know, post in the comments, I want the training. And especially if you tagged somebody or shared it, we'll come back and we'll post the link for you, okay, to learn that A-plus marketing. I forget where I even taught that. I can't remember. But anyway, if you scroll down below, you'll see some people. We have some fives and some fours. Thank you very much. Some of the fours, I'll tell you what about them. And by the way, you'll want to get at least one copy today if you want. And I'll tell you why, because I'm giving away a mini course, a $47 mini course for everybody who gets one, at least one book. But here's the book. And in the very beginning, and by the way, I'm going to teach a little bit because I just got to teach. I would say use this strategy. I would tell all my authors right now, use this strategy forever and ever. When you write a book, put in the very first page a QR code. And put the QR code and have it go to bonuses for your people. And I'll tell you why. Because of the look inside feature on Amazon. There are plenty of people who might not buy your book, but it's on the biggest store on planet Earth. You might as well leverage the look inside feature so that when people click the look inside, they might say, oh my gosh, bonuses? I'm going to whip out my phone. And now they scan your bonuses and now they opt into your email. So folks, again, I'm going to teach some stuff today, and I'll drop in. Someone's asking for the link for the book. Hang on, we'll get it for you, my friends. But is that already a lesson? Did you already learn something? To leverage the look inside piece so that you, my friend, can build your email list even if people never buy your book. So again, that is just a one quick little tip that I've learned along the way. We'll get some A-plus marketing for you. We'll teach you about that later. But literally in this book, I went through and told you all the 18 streams of income. And then many times I tell you how to do it yourself. But I knew this book would be 800 pages. You know, sometimes I show you how to do the Facebook post to build your community and your tribe. But a lot of times what I do is I say, go scan the barcode. Why? So that you can see a sample speaking page. So folks, this book is really meant to be a guide to you that says, get your phone ready, because yeah, you're going to read it, but you're also going to be able to scan so many places and all of a sudden see in living color the web page, the funnel, the lead magnet, the book trailer. And so I think that that is very unique. I've never seen a book like that before, and so I'm pretty pumped about that. Somebody just said, I'm glad I didn't do my final print because I'm going to get the QR code. Elise, look at you, already taking action. So cool. All right. Let's take you to one more page, and then I'm at 150 then, and that's where I give my 10 guests 3 minutes each, and we're going to find out about them, okay? And we're going to ask you those questions. Your name, location, your book title and subtitle. Tell us some of the income or impact streams you created. And what would you tell someone who has a book inside them? Those are the four questions. In fact, I'm going to post them. So folks, you're going to get 10 different opinions from 10 different people across the country. This is going to be absolutely fun. There's the questions and it's all good. So now let me take you to the page. And if you're saying, Kerry, dude, you're a nut to lead your own party like this. You're right, I am. But again, Mike, shout out to him. He helped me plan out the whole party, but he did get a little bit under the weather. So it's all good. We're going to roll with it. So again, if you want the free digital swag bag, fill out this. We'll send it over to you by 7 p.m. tonight. Need help with your book? Apply now. We'll chat with you. There's the link to the book. Oh, the 19th stream of income. I'm not releasing that until Q1. Okay. I was going to release it today and it's still a little bit untested. And so I want to make sure it's fully tested. The conference, of course, if you're not coming, come on. Let me give you a hint though. In the digital swag bag, there's a $100 off coupon for all new tickets. Because again, ticket prices are increasing the longer you wait. Ooh, this is cool. In the book, several times I say, hey, go to this page to see examples. So in the book, when I say, you need to do an influencer box, go to this link and see pictures. Folks, I'm telling you, you can see that this is an interactive experience. I mean, I'm going to be speaking on the future of publishing, but I really do believe publishing is going to become an interactive experience. Blockchain, NFTs, digital QR codes. I mean, you are literally going to be, as an author, engaging with people in an experience. I also say, here's a private page about how to do an affiliate-based book opportunity. And so sure enough, I teach you how to do that. All this is free. All this is absolutely free. You should probably bookmark that page, carryoverburner.com/18book. But then below that, you're going to see the manifesto. When you click the manifesto, you're going to get the PDF. You can sign it and post it. And I'm telling you, if all of you start doing this, you're going to start seeing this big, big conversation that's happening online with authors. That's my goal. My goal is to change the way authors think about their book. As Daphne V says, to think outside the book. Okay. And sure enough, below here, you can now have the 18. We have checklists. We have badges. Oh, and check this out. You bet. I'm going to be taking some of you in future shows and interviewing you. So Travis put this together today. Oh, and here's the last bonus. The last bonus. I made this t-shirt as a joke, but I'll tell you what. A lot of people online today said, I love your shirt. And so the marketing team said, okay, let's give away a different bonus for people who make their own t-shirt. So if you want to make your own t-shirt called Think Outside the Book and use the hashtag my book is not a business card, we're going to send you a course like with a login, password, the whole thing, about how to build a business around your superpower. So who's going to be the first one who's going to do this t-shirt thing? I don't know, but I'll be looking. And we're going to have some t-shirts made by conference time. But somebody said, dude, I like that better than an official one. And then, of course, I've been building this over time. All these different, you can watch these. These are all live streams, okay? And last thing here, there's a thank you page. Oh yeah, secret page. There's a thank you page where let's give away some Starbucks gift cards. Some people voted on my glasses. Some people love them and hate them. Let's give away some Starbucks gift cards, okay? So Tanisha, get ready, my friend. And then we're going to bring on our guests by 1:50, okay? But this thank you page is after you sign up for the party today. And we'll do some cool stuff with this thank you page. But here's the thing. You get one copy, you get my top author secrets of 2021. You get five copies, you get also a second mini course called How to Turn Your Content into Cash by Publishing an Audiobook. If you get 10 or more, you're just crazy. No, you're probably giving away gifts for people. But then you get also the Video Vault, which is how to make book trailers, okay? And so I'm going to let that load. I don't know why it's not loading, but there are some people who did Facebook comments. I know them by heart. So I'm going to give away their we want to give away a Starbucks gift card to Brenda Montecalvo. Okay, she voted. Brenda Montecalvo. Ooh, there's a lot of you visiting the page right now. It's not loading, but it's all good. I'll pick some more Starbucks winners here in a moment. Let's bring on our first 10 guests, though. And here are the first 10 guests. So get ready. There's a little private chat we were having. And I'm gonna tell you that it's Ayana, Renee, Tony, Pat, and Shane. So I'm going to put them on. Pat, Ayana, Shane, and we have some more people. Hang on, I'm coming. Tony and Renee. There we go. There's our five. All right. Look at this, folks. We got 60 people joining on live right now and a lot more that are going to watch the replay. Again, if you just joined us, you're going to hear about authors. Everybody share this. We want people to see all these individuals. So I'm going to start with Shane, your bottom right. We're going to you, then Tony, then Renee. And then we have, who is that? I got to see names here. We got Pat and we got Ayana. All right. So Shane, here's the questions. You ready, my friend?
I am ready.
All right. I feel like we're on a game show. all right. So here's the questions. Name and location, mm-hmm. book title and subtitle, and then some of the impact income streams you've created. And I actually have slides of you that we're going to put up as well. So go ahead and start talking. I'm going to show some slides too.
Okay. So thanks for having me. And hello, everyone. My name is Shane Savorek, and I am in New Jersey. The name of my book is Broken Little Believer, Finding Purpose in All the Pretty Painful Pieces. I released my book just 3 months ago, and I am already at about 9 to 10 different streams of income.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was out on a month-long book tour. I was having a lot of fun and was very creative with reaching my audience and connecting with a lot of people. And I'm super excited. I've got some speaking engagements and book club visits and some organizations that I'm working with. So it's been a really fantastic experience. And I would say for anyone who has a book inside them, which I believe is everyone, my advice would be don't wait. Someone needs to hear your story. You need to start writing, because you never know where that first step will take you. It's the first step that's the scariest, but I promise it's worth it.
Awesome. I'm going to give you 60 seconds more. Tell us how many cities you did your tour at and explain some of these pictures.
So I did, in 1 month, I visited not just cities, because that's countless. I would have to look back at the map, but I visited 22 states in less than 30 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really, really amazing. And I have to tell you, there were so many people who organically, you know, just reached out. They saw some signage on the side of the RV and said, I just looked up your book. I'm hooked. I have to buy it. So it was really, really exciting. And then I had some organized book visits and tours and book signings. So it was super exciting. I will tell you, going back to those pictures, one of them was an interview. I work with an organization. It's called Umbrella, and it's okay. A foster and adoptive agency and advocacy group. So they were interviewing me for a television/commercial clip. And then one of them, that's in the far right corner on the top. On the left is a Barnes & Noble book signing that I did here in New Jersey. And the bottom is another signing event that I had.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you literally put your book on the side of an RV.
I did.
Oh my gosh. The tax benefit of that is amazing. I am looking into that.
It's, I tell you, book signings on the go.
Oh my gosh. All right. You got my brain going here. Hey, thank you, my friend, for being here.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Okay. So Tony, we're coming to you, and you, I love each author here because they're so different. You know, I mean, an RV is nuts. I love it. And then Tony, you have this amazing thing about your book. Tell us, you just had a launch. I'm going to bring up some slides too.
Sure. Carrie, thanks for having me. And I want to get an RV. So maybe that's my next step. I love it. I love it. You know, my name is Tony Ceballos. I'm coming to you from the heart of America in Kansas City, Missouri. And my book is called Forced Turnovers, A Novel for Racial Unity. And Carrie, three minutes is somewhat of a travesty, I'm going to be honest, because I could talk to you for an hour and 3 minutes about what's happened in my life since I met you. Mm. And the impact that I've had on others, I believe in what I call a lineage of learning. Everything we learn from someone else. So the people I'm impacting, that's happened because you impacted me.
Wow.
And I mean, I just finished the audiobook and had the audiobook launch. You know, you did a launch a few years ago at the Shawshank Prison.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, I took that, Carrie, and ran with it.
And I love it.
My book is about, it's a fictional book, but it's about a white coach and teacher at an all-black school in the South in the late 60s. It's a story of racial unity. So as you went to Shawshank, what I did is I found a school in near Kansas City, Missouri, that was built in 1877 as an all-black school.
Ooh,
and they have a cultural theater inside of there. And I talked to them. I talked to them about my book. And they said, come on, let's do it. So we went global. We had people watching from New York, Alaska, Oklahoma, Canada. A lady was watching from Nigeria at 1 a.m. And the momentum behind the book has just been phenomenal. But I mean, just, you know, ebook, hardcover, soft cover, audiobook, book signings and conferences. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And Carrie, I'll just tell you this. I remember where I was. I can take you to the very piece of furniture where I was when I was sitting one day on July 1st, 2018, and I was wondering what was next for my life. And I had this book inside of me. I didn't know what to do with it. And I came across a Facebook ad, How to Be a Six-Figure Author, 18 Streams of Income. From there to here seems almost surreal.
Wow.
But here I am, and lives are being changed. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say it confidently and humbly. Arrogance is ignorance. I don't believe in arrogance. I believe in confidence. And if you have a message inside of you, it's not just for you. And I hope the story inside of everyone who's watching, because I believe we all have a story, I hope it becomes a burden to you.
Mm.
And I hope it becomes a burden in a good way. And when I think of a burden, Carrie, I think of a stone or a brick that you have to carry around with you. But that brick, it's not just to burden you, but that brick is to lay a foundation for someone else.
So good.
And what you're going to do in their lives. So, Carrie, I wish I had an hour, man. I
gotcha.
It's right behind me. Forced Turnovers, A Novel for Racial Unity. It's knocking down walls. And I appreciate your influence and impact on me.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Great to have you with us here.
Thanks, man.
All right. Hey, listen, I just had a thought. Pat might be having doctor patients. I'm going to go to him first, and then I'm going to go to Renee and Ayana just because I feel stressed about a patient. All right. So, Pat, you're one of these authors. Again, every single author is different. Every author's keeping score different ways, life change, hearts, you know, impacted. You're one of these guys, though. You're really humble about it. You've changed people's lives. And you're probably the best example of someone who turned a book into a course. I went to your Facebook page the other day, and you had over 1,000 course members. Talk to us, my friend.
Thank you, Carrie. Yes, when I first connected with you, all I wanted to do was write a book. That's all I wanted to do. And then I got the vision from you of other ways that I could impact people's health around the world.
Think outside the book, man.
Yeah. So I'd been teaching a course in my office. I put the course online, and now I'm live streaming the course as well. And then I had doctors approaching me wanting to learn how to do what I'm doing. So I started certifying doctors to teach my seven systems plan. And my book is The Seven Systems Plan, Proven Steps to Amazing Health Transformations and Lasting Weight Loss. And that's what my passion is. The income's great, but I just really want to change more lives health-wise.
I know, and you do.
I kind of had a vision of initially I could have 1,000 people go through my course. Well, I've gone way past that. And then I raised it to 100,000. And now with other doctors coming in, I think it could be a million lives that we impact with,
oh my gosh,
with this information. And exciting, it kind of keeps growing. Now I've been getting hired to provide continuing education. In fact, this Saturday, I'm from my office right here, but Saturday I'll be speaking to 500 doctors and teaching them what they can do to change their patients' health.
That is huge. That's income stream number 18, which is partnerships. You're not just going after the clients to help them now, which you still love them and care about them, but you're going after the doctors who represent thousands of more patients. I mean, this is a million. I believe it. Absolutely. So Pat, tell people though, because again, there's people that are all different places. I know your heart. I've known you for over 20 years. Your son and I are really good friends, 25 years. But share a little bit about the income too, because there's some people that are sitting here saying, is that just a bunch of junk? Is Carrie really saying that you could earn income from your book and book-based products? Can you tell people like, yes? I mean, your course is how much? And it's a great steal, by the way. How much is your course?
Yeah, I tried to make it affordable to everyone, so it is only $600 for my course.
$600, yeah.
Extremely comprehensive.
And I see people holding signs that say down 10, down 20, down 50. I even saw a guy down 100. What's the most you've ever had?
190.
109, $600 to change some. I mean, people can't even walk up the stairs, that guy, you know, and now they have life. And so, folks, I really want you to catch this today. You're going to hear about Renee and Ion and all these other people, but they're literally changing lives while earning an income, many of them. And that is amazing. Dr. Pat, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right. So now we're going to go to Renee. Renee, talk to me.
Yes, my name is Renee Vidor. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. My book is called Measuring Up, How to Win in a World of Comparison. And, you know, I did make a list of the different streams of income, yeah, and I don't remember. That's one of, you know, sometimes about measuring up, it's like, I used to feel like I had to have it all together, but I'm just going to be honest, I can't remember exactly how many, but there's been the paperback, the hardback, the audiobook, yes, the ebook. I have, yes, a membership called the Winner Circle, and being able to impact lives through, let's see, I have a course in progress, partnerships in progress.
Speaking,
yes, absolutely. And I love speaking. So just seeing all these different ways in print and then learning more and more in progress has been extremely, I'd say, like, satisfying, because the money, of course, it's wonderful to be able to, it's an investment to write a book.
Yeah.
And it's investment in yourself as well as in other people. And knowing that the message that you've been given is worth the investment is a big deal. So getting to that point is one of the pieces of advice that I would tell another aspiring author, is that the journey, and I apologize, my dog wants out, but the journey is so worth it, because not only are you allowing other people to be impacted by the message that is going to come through you, but you're going to be a different person when you write the book. I was a different person.
That is true. I love that. And yeah, you are one of these people who, you wrote the scary story, like I did with your secret name, kind of, or you even have more scary story coming.
There's more.
All right.
But at the same time, yes, you are right that there are scary parts of it where some people would be, yes, like, I can't believe that you would put that out there. But you were talking about the different streams of income. Part of that, I don't even make income from, but I have seen, in a similar way of what Pat's saying, like, I've seen people's change. I've seen their health improve. I've seen their mentality and their relationships and their confidence and belief in themselves. And that is rewarding, as well as, of course, the income itself.
Love it. Renee, we are putting your website up. We're putting Tony's website up, Pat's book. And again, I'm not doing this because, you know, ooh, Carrie's all that and he's so nice. I want people to realize that, like, it works. You know, like Renee is now changing lives. You're probably one of the best examples of that membership site. Hmm. You know, some of our authors do that big time. Some of our authors don't. And that's the beauty of this, Renee. What would you tell people, then we'll get to Ayana, who think I only can do 6 income streams? You know, yeah. I only can do 4. Like, is that okay?
Oh, goodness. I think that if you even had 2, that it's worth it because they build on each other. But just to give a quick example, even within the winner circle, what I found was that, yes, that's 1 stream. But guess what happened? There were people that wanted more from that. So now we have a 2nd tier. So that same stream is now turning into a mastermind, which is launching in January. So you never know. So you start with what you have at the moment. And when you take that step, you're going to be given more and you're going to grow more and you're going to be able to invest and give more as well. So just do that 1, do that 2, do that 4, whatever it is, just do it.
I love it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. Ayana.
Hey, Carrie. How
are you? Hey, listen, I scour the Facebook for authors making a difference. You know, I really do. When I go on social media, I'm like, which of our authors are crushing it? And I saw this picture of you and your husband in this great matching outfit. And tell us what that was about.
We hosted our first public, it's a summit for couples, for pastors and leaders. And we call it the Vow to Cherish Marriage Tune-Up. And so just like you take your car for maintenance, we feel like, you know, marriages need the same. They need to go in for a tune-up. Even if everything's running good, you don't want your engine to fall out and you have an expensive repair to just, you know, check the levels and everything. And it was great. It was absolutely great.
It looked great. It absolutely looked great. By the way, we're going to be putting your website here and we're putting all kinds of good stuff here. So check that out. Tanisha's putting that. Folks, I want you to catch what Renee and Pat and Shane and Tony and all these people have shared. By the way, if you need help, if you're like, I need help, go to ignitingsouls.com/apply. ignitingsouls.com/apply. Right now we have a crazy cool, we're picking our next 20 authors to work with. But Ayana, when did you hear about Author Academy Elite and Igniting Souls Publishing Agency? Like, was it, how long ago was that?
It was way back when you were doing coaching calls. 2018 is when I
2018.
First,
2018.
I first found out about, and I actually had signed or registered with another, you know, kind of hybrid publishing.
Yeah.
And I saw the 18 year, you know, your webinar. I signed up for it, and I was like, oh no, Lord, I made a mistake. And I they had a money back guarantee, so I just told them, you know, before I got started, I need my money back. And I signed up with you guys.
I'm so glad you signed up.
I am too. So yeah, way back then, and it has. I've had no regrets. This is like my family now. And the reason I have the courage to do what I do is because of some of the things that I hear in the tribe, and the encouragement that I get. Yeah. You know, that I get in the tribe, and it's not just me. Our book is co-authored, myself and my husband.
Your book is so interesting. Because do you have it with you?
Of course.
Come on, hold that up. So your book is I Quit, but then you flip it over and it's the I Quit for the husband.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
It's, folks. Two perspectives in one book.
I'm telling you, like whether it's Shane's RV or Pat's 1,000 people, he's already blown that up, or Tony's racial reconciliation or Renee's winner circle. I mean, this is why I like to hang with Souls on Fire, because I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning. I never thought of that little. So I Quit. Tell me about that. What's that about?
I Quit. It's proven strategies to rekindle, restore, and reinvent your marriage when walking away seemed right. It is literally our story of how we were able to make it to 25 years. When we wanted to throw in the towel and walk away from the marriage, God kind of showed us the sabotaging behaviors and habits that we had that we actually needed to quit. And when we quit those, quitting saved our marriage. Oh, and as you see, this is one of my streams of income. We have these cool shirts.
Oh, I'll make oh, That could be the 19th stream of income. It could be. But seriously, like there are people who are going to, you know, 19, 20, 20. I mean, I just love this. This is so good. And your story is amazing, folks. I interviewed them once before and they go deep into like you didn't want to even live together. And then you became roommates and it was done. It was over.
Oh, yes. It was done. It was in our opinion. We were done. We had irreconcilable differences, right? Other plans.
Look at folks, you're listening to this live stream for a reason. There's an Amazon link, just like for a bunch of these other authors. You might know someone whose marriage needs to be saved. So I want you to get that book. Thank you so much, Ayanna, for being here.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. And I would tell even my advice is, you know, we had to really work through and live through some painful points. And
ooh, that's good.
My advice is to you just never underestimate the power of your story, because your pain could be someone else's prescription for better. So,
I like alliteration. Never heard that one before. Your pain is someone else's prescription.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Carrie. See you soon.
All right. We'll see you soon. Folks, if you're liking this vibe, you got to come to the Igniting Souls Conference. I mean, oh my gosh, it's this on steroids. You know, we literally, I mean, I got ideas now, and don't give me ideas. I'm dangerous. But I got ideas now that are just because I'm hanging with souls on fire. All right. So let's bring in our other people. We have Bami. Good to see you.
Hi. How you doing, Carrie?
Hey.
Congratulations.
Hey, I'm bringing in the troops here. All right. So we'll start with Bami. Are you in London right now?
Swansea in the UK. So it's 7:12 p.m.
That's amazing. And the Igniting Souls is literally global. And talk to us, my friend, because you sent me a thank you gift. I have it on my office. I look at it all the time. So tell us about your book and all that good stuff.
Right. So my book is Navigating Your New Normal, a Roadmap for Life Fulfillment After Trauma. So here's the deal. When I wrote my book in 2017, a lot of people were baffled by the title because they thought it was too long. It didn't make sense. Now, who could have imagined what kind of world we would be living in 2020? So all of a sudden, my book title was on the mouth of the Prime Minister. Everybody had it and everybody was talking about it, literally.
That's true.
So
the new normal. Yes. That is, you are the front runner.
Yeah. I am the queen of thriving new normal and nobody can take my crown from me. That's why.
The beauty of that is because it's copywritten in 2017. Like you literally came up with that. It's amazing.
Yeah. So writing this book, oh my days, the way Carrie pushed me. Because the book was published exactly 8 months after my sister's passing.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, the thing about these 18 streams of income is that from the time you sign with Author Academy Elite, it's you think differently. Because the framework in my book wouldn't have happened without that teaching. And some of the things that's happened since I wrote the book and everything like that. There's speaking, there's consulting, there's paperback, hardback, ebook. But one of the things I'm getting to change now is this. I'm changing policy. I'm changing health policy. And I will be changing global health policy.
What?
You know, yes. Because I literally just finished a project for my local health authority that will be used to train clinicians.
Okay.
With regards to health equity and everything like that. But everything started with me being an author, people recognizing me as an authority in the university. They want, there's a local university where they want me all the time. So I'm a visiting lecturer there, you know, and I'm contributing to research. And recently, the amount of publicity that is coming my way. So literally, last week, Friday, Daily Mail, one of the largest news sites in the world. I was featured there, you know. So all of those things, but it came from taking that step to write this book, because this book was painful.
Yes.
Because the final part of it, that where I applied the framework to myself, was literally 2 months after my sister's death.
Wow.
You know, yes. But a lot of the readers who have got back to me and everything, that the framework and also that painful part has actually had the most impact on them. So what I will say to anyone, because of course it took me 14 years to get to Carrie, because obviously but anyone who has a book, who has, because we all have books in us.
Yes.
But it takes courage to bear, to open, to show people your scars.
That's true.
But but I promise you, the scars that you have, they depict the path that you've come through. And they also tell people coming behind you that they can walk it. So you give them hope, you give them strength.
That is so good. I want Tanisha, Kiera, one of you amazing people, write that down. It takes courage to show other people your scars. Boom. All right. That's the mic drop. All right. Bommy, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. We
are dropping links for you. I had no idea you were blowing up that much. I just knew I was supposed to pick you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for being here, my friend. All right. Let's go to Carrie. So great name. You're the Carrie with hair. I'm the Carrie without it. And I have your plaque you gave me in my office, and it says, if your dream doesn't scare you, dream bigger. Is that right?
I think it says, if your dream doesn't scare you, it's not big enough.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I look at that often and I suddenly dream bigger. So tell us about your book, what you're doing, where you live, and what people should do as a result of your book.
Okay. Well, first I want to start off by saying to Bommy, who's not there anymore, is my first conference was in 2017, and we were at the same table together. That's where I met Bommy. So that's really cool. I feel like I have a reunion here. Rachel and I are going to see each other this year at the conference as roommates, actually. So it'll be the first time meeting in person. So I'm just really excited.
So good.
You know, my book is, it's called Project Career Quest, Navigating the Journey to New Opportunities Waiting. And what's interesting about my book and what I think a lot of people can do is, I'm a project manager by trade, and I've been teaching project management classes for the last 20 plus years. But I also, about 12 years ago, started doing some career coaching. And I work with a company and I go into major corporations, Cisco and just big corporations, IBM, places like that. And I help people with career coaching. Well, I saw as an opportunity to bring together both of my fields and put them together in a way, because I was working with job seekers, not only through the corporate area, but also in a volunteer role. And a lot of those folks weren't getting these nice big fat packages, and they weren't getting the help they needed. And my heart was kind of bleeding for them and saying, gosh, I know how to do this. I can teach these people. Not only can I teach them on how to find a job and how to navigate all the different things that you have to do to find that new job or that new career, is I can combine that with my project management background and show them how to do that and take that job search and turn it into a project.
Ooh, that's good.
So, you know, I've always wanted to write a book. That was, you know, if we have a bucket list, you know, think about that, has always been at the top of my bucket list, someday write a book. But I never knew what I wanted to write a book about. I was like, okay, someday it'll come to me. And it finally came to me, and I was like, wow, this is great, because I can combine these two things. And what's really cool about it now is I'm actually in the process of writing a second book, because the first book really is more of the how to find a job type thing. But I want to expand on a couple of those chapters. And it seems like I have a little dog over here that wants to come in the middle of this. And that I'm going to expand on a couple of those chapters now and make it more about finding your passion and your purpose and really expanding on that. And so what's really neat about writing your first book, which can be very scary, and I never thought I'd have so much to say. And I mean, this is 348 pages, and plus I have a website full of over, right now, 57 tools and templates for people, that it just kept growing and growing. And at first I thought, what am I going to write a book about? But once you start writing, and this is what I would tell people who are thinking writing a book, who might be like me thinking, oh, I'd like to write a book someday, but I don't know what it's about. But if you just start small, I mean, I started small. I never expected it to be as big as it was. And it just kept growing and growing because I would put stuff down and I'm like, okay, well, then I have to take it here and I have to take it there. And what I love about Igniting Souls, like I say, this year I'm going to conference and this will be my fourth in-person conference. And I went last year virtually, as everybody did who attended. But it's so inspiring to be around other people, you know, people like Renee Vidor. I love Renee, and she's done so much. And Dr. Pat, I've taken his class online. He's got a great class. And you just meet so many other people. Jonathan is also from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh,
and I was on his launch yesterday. But it's so neat to have such a big support system and so many other people who are excited and inspired that will inspire and encourage and empower you to write your story, whatever it might be, whether it's a business book like mine or whether it's a, you know, fiction book, whatever it happens to be. It's just a great community to be in. So I have about 8 streams of income right now, but you know, I've gone through your book. I listened to your book. It's fantastic. It really goes into all of those. And, you know, one of the things that you say in the book, which is, I think is so important to people, you're not going to start off with all 18 streams. It may take you years. Carrie, you talked about, you started what, in 2012, 2013, and it takes time to build all those streams of income, right?
Yeah. So, well, my first book was 04, so it took me a long time.
I just love that you're sharing it with people because it gets you thinking about, oh, wow. And I'm just, even today listening, I've learned so much with your QR codes and other people's examples, you know, and thinking about, I know Tony Coulson, who's one of your, also an author and also on staff with you, you know, Tony's got his t-shirts and stuff. I mean, shoot, there's more than the 18 streams of income that you even talk about that, you know, you start putting everybody's heads together and you could come up with a whole bunch more. So
I love it.
Such a great thing
for me. We're dropping in links for your website. We're dropping in links for your book. And we just love you and all you're doing. So thank you, my friend. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We are going to move to Jonathan here. And then we'll go to Rachel and we'll end with Vivian. But my friend, you just launched your book less than 24 hours ago.
Yes, that is correct. Yesterday I had the launch party and all the fun festivities, still recovering a little bit.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, I've launched a lot of books. I almost go through this little baby blues thing. Like you're so amped, you know, the adrenaline's kicking so much. You got friends pinging you that like the next day, tomorrow, I'm just going to chill.
So, this morning I tried to hop in front of the computer, get a little work done. And it was like 11 a.m. And I went to my wife. I was like, I've done nothing today.
That's okay. And the women might hate me for this, but maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. I've heard having a book is like birthing a baby. Is this true? Women? I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm sure after you have a baby, you don't feel like, you know, crushing it with work. So you just did it the day before. Yes. But let's talk now. I love this because I met you back many years ago, back, you know, when probably early 2000s.
I remember your first book coming out.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I remember the first book. I remember that.
Yeah. And then God hooked you and I up at Starbucks.
Yep.
I never have been to that Starbucks before. I've never been there since. But I walk into a Starbucks. I see you there. And then you sign up for Author Academy Elite. Tell us what happened with you. Yeah. And tell us about your book.
Yeah. So the book is called Shift. It's the athlete's playbook, 5 proven steps to life after sport. It's a lot of my own story. I played soccer and basketball in college. And a lot of my identity, who I am, was tied to that sport and my success. And I now work with athletes in action and serve and support and mentor professional athletes. And a lot of the journeys that they're going through is similar. Identity loss, almost like a death. They say athletes die twice. Once when they stop playing and then once when they actually physically die.
Oh,
and
it's
just that sense of grieving when they stop playing, competing. And so not only did I go through it and I experienced that, I didn't know I was going through it in the moment. A lot of those emotions came back. You know, as an athlete, you're told to grind, work hard, go for it. And so I just did that with life. And then all of a sudden these emotions through transition later in life being able to come back. And I'm like, where's all this tied to? And it was, a lot of it was tied to my athletic transition. I started doing, I started working with athletes and saying, okay, what's going on? How do I help you in this process?
Yes.
And as a result of that shift came, it was a basic product of those conversations, those mentoring, those discipleship moments in time with hundreds of athletes. And wanted to create a framework for help athletes in that transition to not only success in identity and self, but also to be equipped to make the transition to whatever the next career may be.
Wow, man, this is huge. Yeah, I got a speaking thing for you, a speaking idea for you.
Okay, that's
you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Remember Napoleon Dynamite? You might already know, you might know where I'm going with this.
I don't. I'm curious though.
Really? Oh my gosh. I think this could be huge for you. So it's where Uncle Rico is still stuck in his athletic plane. And he's like, right? Wasn't that that movie? And he's like, you see that mountain over there? You see that? I can throw it over that mountain. And he's all stuck in his head.
Yeah.
And the funny thing that he is a parody of this guy who's stuck in his athletic.
That's right.
Glory. And as you're speaking, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, but don't you think that that could be a great start to your speech?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll just email Napoleon and ask him, one of the things I love about you, your wife was bragging about you yesterday. In a good way, like on Facebook, she was saying, I'm so proud of my husband and look at his book. And how does it feel? And your daughters were holding your book. How does it feel to like launch this as a family?
Oh, that's, you know, so what a lot of what I do within Athletes in Action with the pro athletes that I work with is that our family is part of it. Like that's, so the pro guys that I invest in, I want them to see me and my family. I want to see me as a man, as a husband, as a father. It's a package deal.
Yes.
Right. Because life is not compartmentalized. And the reality is life is part of, is holistic. And so a lot of the guys that I work with and the ladies that come through our doors, whether they're spouses or girlfriends or professional female athletes, they come through, we want us to show a holistic view of what we do. And so that's a lot of our intentionality is that we're in this together. It's not just Jonathan's show. It's Jonathan, Rachel, Nora, Ellery, and Clara. And this is we're all in this together.
I love it. I love it, my friend. Well, listen, we are posting links to your book. We are posting links to your website. If anyone knows an athlete, this is the book that you need to get for them. We got holiday seasons coming. Get it now. And hey, look at Elisa's saying, my 18-year-old runner got hurt. Like, boom. See, you start seeing people say, I can relate. That was my identity. She's still struggling 3 years later. So, Jonathan, now I can refer you. Now I know who to tell. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, just a couple more, and then we're going to give away some more things here, folks. But let's go to our friend, Rachel.
Hello.
Hey, you're one of these people that I was on the line the other day, and I'm just looking. I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at this success story. This is amazing. Tell us what your book is about and tell us what you're doing.
Okay. I'm Rachel Miller. I'm in Billings, Montana, and my book is Shadows of Chivalry, and it's a novel. So it's not a self-help. It's not a business-based book. So it's a little bit different. And it has a lot of the normal that you think of streams, the paperback, the ebook, the hardback. But I think the two that for a novel are kind of unique is that writing the book was so transformational for me. It just tied in the characters and the stories and the lessons they were learning as I was writing, as well as the things that I was going through in my own life, just had such an impact that I thought, I can't not share this with others and take them deeper. And so I created a 10-week companion study that goes along with it. So there's a Bible study.
I love that.
And it goes deep into what is chivalry? Why is it important? What are the tenets of chivalry? It investigates the knight's code of chivalry and how it applies both to scripture and to us and how we can apply it today. One of the projects is to write your own code of chivalry. And it just goes really deep into that. And as I was putting it together, so I'm a huge lover of tea. I always have been. And then living overseas, it just got even more ingrained into me. And I've always thought it'd be awesome to have a tea shop. And so I wrote one into the novel. It's called The Chinook. And all of these really important conversations take place there. And as I was coming towards the end and setting things up, I realized it doesn't have to stop in the book. And so I've set up a subdomain of my website that's called The Chinook. And it's where my shop is, where all the books are. And it has it has five specialty teas, hoping to grow.
Oh my gosh.
But beyond that, it's there not just as a way to sell things, but to give people who are seeking to live a life of chivalry and courageous faith a way to get started, because a portion of each sale then goes into helping orphans, helping kids at risk. Right now, we're partnered with Save Our Allies to help as they're rescuing people who are left behind in Afghanistan. And so just an amazing way to take the principles of chivalry and start putting them to work.
Wow. And
so I see that one not as an income stream, but an impact stream.
Hey, and I love it.
Being able to, you know, grab hold of those ideas of vision and compassion and courage and commitment and stepping forth and taking action. And so
this is amazing. I love this. Oh my gosh. Vivian, is this nuts or what? I mean,
I don't even know how to follow Rachel. That was awesome. I love tea as well. I want to come to the Chinook, really.
I mean, to take a fiction book, turn it into a tea place in your story where transformation happens, then take it offline. I mean, what you're really talking about, not to go woo-woo on you, but this is like the metaverse. This is where, you know, our kids are getting all caught up in video games and stuff. And there's, you know, I get it. I'm not saying video games are the worst thing or anything, but what we're doing is we're moving online. What you did is you took a fiction thing, brought it into real life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you literally created a world, much like J.K. Rowling did with, you know, Harry Potter. And, you know, now you have, I'm blown away. I am blown away. And now you're giving it to orphans a percentage. I mean, it's like, wow. So
folks, just a simple way to start. That's what I love.
It's so good. It's so good. We got your website up. Lots of people are saying, I love tea. You're going to get blown up with some tea here. and it's for a good cause, folks. So my point is this, like, you need to tag authors, everyone. This will suddenly take their little idea like chivalry and I mean, I can see churches and youth groups and NBCs, neighborhood Bible clubs, chivalry. I mean, I'm just, wow.
Yeah. And it's so needed. We need it so much.
Maybe I just need to, at conference, just pass the mic and just sit down and take notes. Maybe I do. All right.
Writing really fast.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Vivian, you're the final one. And I already told my, 2:30, I said, I got to be 10 minutes late. So you get 3 minutes and then I'll wrap up this little puppy. But you're one of these people that, again, I see online and I really do study our authors because I'm proud of them. I love them. Each one of them. You're in Fire Ring, our mastermind. But you're constantly taking people to the next level. What are some of the things you're doing?
Well, I owe it all to you and the Igniting Souls Tribe and the Igniting Souls Agency. I mean, I'm Vivian L. King. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My book is When the Word Suddenly Stopped, Finding My Voice Again After a Massive Stroke. And it is the story of the day that I collapsed from a stroke. It just came out of nowhere because I don't have a history of stroke in my family and I don't have high blood pressure. I'm relatively active. And doctors told me that birth control pills over the age of 40 caused the blood clot on the left side of my brain over the part that manages your speech. It bled out and I literally could not talk for 3.5 weeks. And that's where the title came from, when the word suddenly stopped. And I really looked at that and why did this happen to me? And there are so many women like me that are single, that are pushing it and doing different things. And we need to learn about this health issue, but we also need to learn the process that I went through to heal. And I discovered that when I looked back at this, I discovered what happened. The three P's helped me heal. I had a posse, people that were around me taking care of me and advocating for me. I had persistence as I persisted through my therapy sessions. And then my friends, family, people all over the world were basically praying for me. And I realized that those three P's and my journey really, that's a metaphor for life. Because anything that you challenge, you need a posse, you need persistence, you need prayer. So in addition to my hardback, my soft cover, my ebook, Kindle, and this year I launched my audiobook. Now I'm just telling the story. And every time I tell the story, people are asking me, wanting to talk to me.
Yes.
Speaking. Book clubs, yes. All kinds all of that. Speaking. So it's been good.
And people need to realize you were a news anchor, right?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, this was your job. Like, if you stop speaking, you don't make money.
Exactly.
So, I mean, God took something from you that was very dear to your heart. But how have you, somebody said it before, how your pain becomes a prescription.
So that's true. Right. My test became my testimony, and it's helping others. I get calls today from people who have friends or family members who have had a stroke, and they want to talk to me about the process. And sometimes I give away free books because I want them to read this story, because I really wrote this to give hope to stroke patients and their families, and really to people whoever has a stroke or has any kind of challenge.
Yes.
You just really need to make sure that you are focused on what you need to do. You need to always have somebody around you, because God did not put us on this earth to be alone. And He put us on the earth to be blessings. And when we are blessed, we then should be a blessing to others. And that's really why our testimonies and our stories are so important. So anybody who has a story, and as people have said earlier, everybody has a story. You have that story because God wants you to share that story.
That's so good. That's so good. All right, my friend, we are dropping links for your book,
for your
websites. You have a community that I know I see all the time. There's
I have the VIP posse. Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm going to partner with a friend for workshops. So that's next. That's on the agenda.
That is so good. All right. Thank you so much, Vivian. We'll see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
All right, folks, listen, we went 10 minutes over and I'm late for my next call, but I'll tell you what, this was worth it. Because I am so amped. I've never had a book party where I just brought on 10 guests, but I feel like this was my best book launch party ever. I'm serious. You see the fruit. Yeah, I don't need to pitch a book at all. All I need to say is look at those 10 people. Look at those 10 people. They're crushing it. The process works. The program works. If you need to chat with our team, go to ignitingsouls.com/apply. We're picking 20 new authors to work with. That's all we have space for. And so right now, Daphne's doing interviews. I want to give a big shout out to our team. I'm looking right now, Nikki, Daphne, Tanisha, Ricky, Kiera. I mean, there's so many of you that are here, the tribe. I want to also give a shout out to three important people. Amanda Painter, Brenda Hare, and Joshua Phillips on the leadership team. They looked me in the eye on July 1st and said, you need to write this book. In fact, I was writing a different book. I was writing a different book. I was passionate about a different book. And they're like, drop that book, write this book, because the tribe needs this book. And I'm like, I don't know about that. And they literally had to convince me. And you might be in that spot right now today where I'm convincing you, drop what you're doing, write your book. Okay. And get over to the Igniting Souls Conference, ignitingsoulsconference.com. I don't know what else to tell you. So folks, your soul's on fire. I can't wait to see so many of you at the end of October. Be a soul on fire. Get copies of the book. Give them to people. And we'll send you mini book, mini courses and all that stuff. Gotta run. Take care. We'll see ya. You made my day very special. Thank you, everybody. We'll see ya.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.